Mia was around 5 weeks old, and I noticed her breathing just came a bit more labored, and she was just trying a little bit harder to breathe. So I decided to take her to Medway Hospital, and they just said she was a bit congested and just keep an eye on her. So I've done that, and it just got worse. So then called an ambulance, and they said that she had croup. So we got rushed in from there. And it kind of all just escalated from there. She was treated for on steroids for croup, which normally after they say 3 days, it sort of goes. But for me, it didn't, and just got a bit worse again. And then I took her back to Medway, and then they said that she just had a floppy airway, which was creating the noise when she was breathing, and that's something that she'll just sort of grow out of. But then that following sort of 4 or 5 days, she just got worse and worse because obviously, unbeknown to us, it was growing in her airway. I took her back to Medway, and at that point, they didn't really know what it was. So they got the Evelina involved, and a doctor and some nurses from the retrieval team came down, and assessed her, and the decision was made to ventilate her, put her on a ventilator, and get her to London as soon as possible to see what was sort of going on.
And then obviously that must have been quite sort of scary for you as parents, sort of not really knowing what's happening and being told sort of a lot of different things. How was that kind of experience for you?
Yeah, it was really hard, obviously, especially during COVID to begin with. My other half, John, wasn't allowed in to Medway because obviously there's only one parent allowed. So it was really hard, obviously, trying to get information from the team there and then relaying it to him. And it was very emotional, and we just sort of up in the air. We just didn't know what was going on, but we knew something was wrong. And then at the point, she was in critical care at Medway. We were both allowed in, so that was obviously a lot easier. We had each other, and then when the Evelina team turned up and told us the risks that obviously could pose to me or to get her on the ventilator, was very upsetting.
As you say, it's obviously quite a hard decision, sort of the what's if, not knowing kind of what was happening. When did you kind of find out what was actually sort of going on with her airway? Kind of what was you told then?
Friday we got rushed up there, and it was the Monday they operated and put the camera down to find out what was sort of going on, and that's when they said this is what they've discovered, the subcalotic hemangioma, and just explained that it's birthmark, so lots of children normally have them on their scalps growing, and obviously hers is in her airway, and they just obviously told us the plan of action to start on the medication and sort of go from there.
As you say, you put on the medication and then kind of deteriorated again. Is that right?
Yeah, so she was fine in the May, and this June, and then in the July, August time, she started deteriorating again. And that's when I'd had to take her back to Medway and took us to the Evelina. And again, they put another camera down and said it was growing a lot quicker than they anticipated. So they increased her medication levels, to sort of see if that helped. And they brought forward another operation, which was due in November. They brought that forward to September, which is where they went down and found that it was obviously a lot bigger than they thought. So they then took the decision that in the October we were going to have to go down and cut some of it away, which was called debulking. So that happened in October, and she was back in intensive care then for 2 days and high dependency for another 2 days. Since then, she's been doing brilliantly well.